and Mickey.
Oh, I thought
hey, hey,
surprising.
They're the Monkees.
All right.
And here they are. This
Hooray!
Is great.
They know who we are now, Mickey. Okay.
No, sorry.
You can tell. You can tell Davey he's the one with the British accent.
Yes.
How you guys doing?
Davey, you're the one with the British accent.
Okay, I'll play that part today.
How you guys doing?
Real well, real well. It's a bit rainy out there, but hey, what
but
the
that's
heck?
Not our fault.
Welcome
not
back
at
to
my
Detroit.
End of the stretch, it wasn't.
Yeah.
We had a stretch limousine that was in two counties, had its own area code.
Hey. So, how's the tour going?
Very well. Pretty
going
good.
Yeah. Oh boy, is it going well? Holy cow, is it going well? Gosh,
it's tiring. It's very tiring.
It's
tough. Yeah, the traveling is a killer.
Yep.
The shows are great, but
if
boy,
we could
it's
find
tough
a way to put 40,000 kids in the same different 40,000 different kids in the same house night after night, and we could just go home and go to the gig, you know,
yeah,
it would be a whole different story. As it is, it's still all right, but it's tougher than other ones.
I'm like a fine wine. I don't travel well either.
How long have you guys been out this time?
You're like a
I've been unconscious
wine
for a couple of years. No,
he doesn't know. That's
six
another
weeks
similarity he has with wine.
6 weeks.
Oh, 6 weeks? And yeah, how long is it
going
to...
Another 6 weeks.
We're going until we get it right.
Yeah. Every night we keep
that's
working.
That's not
it
too bad compared to some of the...
Last year's 7 months. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a tough one.
So did you guys think, like, back in when this all started back in, like, 1966, did you see this going on for another 20 years, still going strong?
Yes, I did, but it was a dreadful nightmare that I had. I woke myself up.
You always hope. You know, you hope you're going to be successful. And here we are.
We're still hoping.
Here we go.
Here they are in town for two shows at Pine
yep
Knob tonight.
Pine Knob.
Yep. And tomorrow.
I thought that was a furniture store when I first
started. Well, it used to be. But
bet you've heard that before.
And we certainly hope it stops raining by then.
I thought you were going to say, I hope it's the last time we hear that.
I thought it was owned by Pinocchio.
Yeah, so back...
He didn't say that.
What?
He didn't say that. Okay.
Alive and in person here, though.
Live and in person. No, this is videotape.
Yeah,
these are holograms of us. This really
also
isn't us.
That's also a fabulous place to play, Pine, though.
It is.
Oh,
actually,
it is.
It's
yes
one of our favorite places.
It's a great place to see this.
We had a
like
great time
or anything
along
last
with
year.
Cedar Knob and Maple Knob.
What kind of crowds come out to see you guys? Are they
humanoid? Mostly humanoid.
Tonight they'll be coming with
a few reptiles. We have the occasional amphibian, but mostly humanoid.
I get the feeling I may not get any straight
there
answers
is a lot
to the
of,
questions.
Hopefully you won't. If you do, problems we're in a lot of trouble because we ain't doing our job.
Do you find, no, really, seriously, are they your old fans coming
seriously
back to see you, or are they the new fans?
Yeah, they come creaking in on their canes, their wheelchairs and like that.
Both. A lot of both. And actually, a lot of guys this time around, which is very, very encouraging. No, it's great. Usually we never had any guys come around. They always, you know, would like try yeah, to beat right us up because we'd steal their girlfriends. But this time there's a lot
I
of
tried
guys out there going, hey, yo, Mickey, hey!
So cool. The original, the first time around, you guys, the band actually broke up in what, about 1969?
Yeah.
In
69, 70.
Well, you guys broke up in 69. I broke up in 68.
That's right.
And Mickey and Peter really wasn't in the movie Head.
I was still breaking up, as a matter of fact.
He was breaking up all the way through that.
So what did you guys, like, do at that point? Did you just...
Different things.
The same
different
thing
strokes
over, actually,
for different folks.
Actually, we did the same thing over and over and over again. We did not do different things.
I got into
different
production. I became a director-producer.
Davey, I became a producer-director.
And I became another kind of a busybody, the kind that just tells everybody else what to do, but without any official standing.
Oh. Is there training involved in that, or do you have to go to school?
Oh, yeah, you go
that
through the school of hard knocks. You go through a lot of malarkey about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then, tough, like, the first reunion of sorts was, like, what, in 76?
Well, not really. That wasn't a reunion. That was Davey and I going out and basically starting a new act called Dolans and Jones. We didn't even do many Monkey Tunes at that time.
Oh, really?
We did a couple. We did a medley, I think, but we really didn't do Monkey Tunes. We probably should have.
That was with Tommy Boyce and
yeah, that was
Bobby
something
Hunt
else entirely. Yeah, that was another act, as it were. This is the official first and one and only first and last reunion.
No, this is the second reunion, but the first 21st anniversary reunion.
This is the first 21st.
Yeah, the only 21st anniversary. Last year we did the only 20th anniversary.
We've graduated now from nostalgia to cult.
Is that
actually
a move up from nostalgia?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Loud obscurity
that's
is what we're really doing right
nostalgia
now.
Nostalgia is 1967. Cult is 1987.
Oh.
And that's what the Monkees are now.
Well, these little kids couldn't be nostalgic about the 60s. They weren't born.
Yeah, that's true.
In case you hadn't figured that out.
Are there a lot of young kids? Well, but they,
got
you know,
a calculator there?
they got to know, well, your music's through watching your
yeah,
own
right
show is on TV.
Yeah, like they watch Star Trek. And
now
they became Trekkies,
this,
we got... what did we call it? Monkey Manies.
Monkeys, yes.
Monkeys, that's right.
You guys ever watch the old shows for
Star Trek?
TV?
Yes,
no,
time.
No, not
we
Star Trek.
We call the girls Monkettes.
You ever sit down at home and say, boy, the old show's on. They go, watch it and see how I looked when I was younger.
I sometimes say that, but I'm lying.
What were those girls we called originally in the Monkey Maids. The Monkey Maids.
Right before the show ran, we had these two young women go around to the radio and television stations, try and pump up the show. No, you'll love these guys. No, honest, you will.
What a bizarre promotional technique. And they were two very pretty young 60s girls with little yardly bangs. You
had to have a session with them to let them know about ourselves so little, they could go up and tell the people.
We ran mini skirts. Much later, I ran across one of them in Marin County.
Children, terrible.
She was a Marin County hippie type.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So what was it like back then when the show first hit the air?
Compared to the 60s, when you were just a young whippersnapper?
When you guys went from, like, relative obscurity.
You had a little Mr. Microphone, you're running around the house
going,
What was it like being overnight sensations, international stars, compared to what it was like before?
Incredible.
Actually, it was very different from the previous 20-odd years when I wasn't an overnight sensation at any time.
We always thought we were famous, you see.
Wasn't it a bit until
the Monkees we realized it was a different sort of fame.
Yeah. My prenatal work was some of my best, actually.
What was that? I mean,
it was incredible.
Wasn't that overwhelming to have?
Yeah, of course it was. Yeah.
It was overwhelming.
We're being silly because we get asked it all the time, and it's really a silly question. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, what can you say?
Well, it's amazing and incredible.
You know, what else are you going to say? Oh, no, it was really boring, and I hate fame and fortune, and I don't like girls, and I don't like money, and I don't like, you know, actually, it was really boring, you know.
Actually, a lot of artists go through that.
I know, they're stupid that they say that.
Anyone in the entertainment business or even in sports, someone who is that successful, that famous, that fast, it's hard for them to deal with.
It is very difficult.
How did you deal with it?
Well, so, you know, in different ways. I failed completely.
I collapsed under the pressure, left the group, and spent all the money that I didn't lose to a bad management or get stolen from me, I gave it away. And it is difficult. And then, as a matter of fact, I really had a compulsive need not to be successful. I've since overcome that, and I now grab for every book. And in fact, I am getting paid for this, aren't I?
You know what happens is that you really don't catch up with what you've done. For a long time after, it wasn't until 2 years after it was all over that I even, you know, was aware of what really had happened. Because you're in the eye of the hurricane, and you don't see what's going on around you. You have no idea.
But that makes it difficult. What do you really want to know?
What do you really want to know? What is your real question?
Do you want to know how we did it?
Do you want to know? Do you want to do it yourself? Talk to your boss.
Refer to your list, yeah.
What are you asking us in real terms, in practical?
Well, what was it like to one day just be like a regular guy?
No, that's the question you did ask
now. No, you didn't, Peter. If you'd listen, you'd get it.
Okay, well, let's come to the present then. Let's go.
Let's ask Peter talk why he has lemon and honey in a cup of coffee.
Which is so disgusting.
Pretending he's not on coffee. And he has a habit.
No.
Davey, I'm pretending I don't have. Hey, I'm a druggie, okay? This is my Jones.
Yeah, that's
an expression.
You heard it here first.
Peter, so he flies to Colombia all the time, but it's for coffee.
I smuggle back
beans.
You realize you can get them down on Santa Monica Boulevard.
You grind them up and you put them in cigarettes.
Oh, yes. We're being asked to plug our record. Very nice and kind of you.
You have a new single out.
Our new single, Heart and Soul, on Rhino Records and Tapes and Discs and Cassettes and Holograms.
Chocolate bars.
And that is from a new album, too.
Yes, a new album called Pool It. Plug.
Is the album been officially released?
It's today. Yesterday, I think. It hit the stores yesterday.
Yes, pulling the plug on the album today.
It's funny why they always say released. It's like they imply that it's been caged up and is waiting to get out.
Actually, we're doing a massive promotion on it. We've had all the elevators and everything all sort of taped in. We're going to have tapes. Every elevator across America,
doctor's offices, the pipe music, is all going to be grocery stores.
We're doing a massive promotion on this heart.
It'd be a good name for a group, that, actually, Muzak. You'd get a lot of generic kind of, like, you know.
I think it hasn't.
The creative mind at work. Now, Davey, you've got a book out.
It's called They Made a Monkey Out of Me. And it's all about me growing up or not growing up.
As the case may be.
Names have been changed to protect the guilty. Actually, to protect me from the guilty. It talks about these guys a little bit because I never got to see them. We were working too much.
True.
I tell a few stories about when we sort of like went for a meal at the restaurant or we were filming this particular episode, but there's not a lot about the guys in it. It's more my autobiography.
I don't remember much about those days.
It's very difficult.
Ought to buy.
Yeah, and I'm very glad it's all taken care of. It's all there's plenty of room now up on the.
We have a very large stage now. There's room for all of us.
On top shelf. stuff here. Now I'm trying to develop and create some other stuff. I've written a song for the new album, and
Davey invented a great idea for riding boots. He did. Excellent. We both ride, Davey and I, a lot. I play polo and jump, and Davey steeplechases in England.
Yeah.
And he came up with a great idea. Yeah, you chase steeples. They're slow.
I got a brand new saddle.
They're slow, but you give them a handicap. You give them a couple of counties.
Like that, didn't you, Mick?
So, what made you want to?
What like thing you thought of it?
No, you did.
What made you want to write a book? Is that?
Well, I had nothing else to do, and I thought maybe I'll write a book. Everyone else is, you know what I mean?
It's I started one. I never got to.
It's sort of like, why are we out on tour for the second season? Last year, 20th anniversary. Why are we out? Well, we had such a good time. I started to write things down. I enjoyed it. Yeah. I kept doing it. Ended up with a book. Published it myself. It's out there. It'll be across the country soon because. And we're going to drop them from airplanes and everything. It doesn't matter. No matter where we go.
Davey's got the book. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you've got the book out, and the new album.
Don't be rude.
What else? Are you guys going to do any more television, any movies, anything like that?
I think probably not television. I think we have now, we've graduated again into the big silver screen.
Are you going to work together like as the Monkees?
Oh, yeah. A Monkee movie is in the works.
Oh, is it really? Yeah.
We were planning on working at Cross Purposes.
Yes.
We want to do a thing that comes out for next summer, and hopefully then we'll be able to maybe back it up with a new album, songs that we have written for our movie, and also possibly some key dates, you know, touring-wise. Mm-hmm. We've had a great run. You know, we just didn't come out last year and go to Pine Knob as we are tonight, you know, and we didn't just go to Chicago, or we didn't go to Los Angeles or New York. We went to a lot of in-between stops. The Monkees has become what I feel is a local band because of the TV exposure. We've gone into small towns all across the country, so if it's in a cafeteria or an airport, no matter where we are, somebody comes into us, and they talk to us as if they're just finishing off a conversation they started years ago. Mm. And they're very familiar with our background. They talk to us as if we're families, if we're friends. So we've taken in a lot of the big major bands.
My sister often comes up to me and goes,
Because we do weddings. Oh, yeah. We do weddings. Anything you got.
Elevators, anything. But we have become a band that's... We have worked very hard this last couple of years. Now we're going to relax and make a movie.
Yeah.
You know, the schedule is not so rigorous.
What about Michael Nesmith? You guys talked to him?
Where is he?
Oh, geez. He must have missed the limo.
No, we've been together now for 18 months, the three of us working as
a three-man act, essentially. No. Mike forgot his hat.
and he also forgot the chords to the song.
Yeah, so we said, hey, Mike,
Did you guys talk to him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He
came out with us last year.
We talked to him all the time.
Did the MTV video.
A couple of things.
He's simply not available, and he's not that interested, I don't think.
He's working on his own projects.
Yeah, he's the executive kind of person now, you know.
He's got a tie and a suit and everything.
A tie and a suit?
Real tie. One of those long things that hangs down to your neck.
And lifts in his cowboy boots.
Well, I can attest that none of these guys are wearing suits or ties today. So.
Well, I do. Underneath his sweater, I have a suit and a tie.
Okay.
It's for my next appointment.
Has it kept you young, I mean, being in the music business?
Well, I haven't been in the music business.
Now. I don't look a day over 45.
They said, you know, like in the Rolling Stone, they said that we were still sort of out there doing it, and the audiences were enjoying it, and the people were coming, and they were selling loads of records, but these guys are not as cute as they used to be. In fact, between them, they've got as many lines on their faces as Union Station, you know, things like that. But we don't worry about it.
That is true of me, however. I'm getting decrepit and ancient, and my face
is
falling off.
We spring around and have great fun on stage. We think we put a great show across. The people love what we do, and that's why they come, and they'll come next year, hopefully, and they'll enjoy our movie and our new record, and we're out there doing like most acts. And
is that new record, Heart and Soul?
Yeah, the one that's...
The new one that they're going to play today. Any second now if we just... Yeah.
Is that one we just did called Heart and Soul?
Yeah.
Rhino Records and Tapes?
On the Pool It album?
Yeah, the Pool It album. We sing a lot of old Monkee tunes, Believer, Daydream Believer, Griselda, and we also...
I wish I believed her.
Yeah,
we've
got some new tunes. Al Yankovic is our opening act.
Well, that's right.
He's got some great,
great
songs. Does he parody any Monkee songs?
Not yet.
We wanted him to do "I'm a Retriever," but he hasn't worked it up yet.
In New York, we did have him come out during the Listen to the Band segment where we introduce all the members of the band, and they're wearing a wool hat and with sideburns on playing accordion. Was Al Yankovic.
Yeah, came out as Mike.
And he played the accordion. Actually, Mike Nesmith's guitar sounded a lot like Al's accordion. So it kind of fitted in with the whole thing.
Okay. Well, I understand you guys are busy, busy, busy these days, and you have to...
Sure are.
Have to get going.
Going.
But I certainly would like to thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
You know, good luck to you.
Thank you.
You know, we'll hope to see you well tonight and tomorrow at Pine Knob.
Yeah.
And hopefully next year we'll look for you in the movies, too. And the new record, once again...
Thanks, Detroit. We love you out there.
Thank you, WKSG, too. Thank you very
much. The new record is called...
Heart and Soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Monkees.